Yeah, hi. Go ahead, hon.
I was just going to call in. I thought about calling the devil on with this story, but started thinking about it, and I don't think it's the actual devil that I see. But it's an interesting story. Starts about when I'm 7 years old. My mom was wanting to move us out of the apartment we lived in, and she bought this older house that friends of her family had owned. Well, I was probably about seven, and my sister was getting her bedroom set up, and she dumped a load of hot laundry on her bed, and I used to love to snuggle up in the towels. So I'm, you know, laying under this big pile of towels taking a nap, and I opened my eyes, and I thought I saw what was my sister, and I got this feeling from it like it was curious. And that's why it was looking at me.
So it's still a little blurry, maybe?
Yeah, it was almost like I could see through it, but I could make out almost like a human face to it.
Yeah.
So I got curious back because I was, you know, I was still little. When I got curious back and started, you know, opened my eyes fully and was looking at it, this feeling of just complete fear washed over me. And I panicked and grabbed the towels and pulled them over my head. Well, when I finally got brave enough to look out, there was nothing there anymore. So I ran down the steps and I told my mother, I said, I saw something weird in my sister's bedroom. At first, she didn't believe me. Well, this is a really long story, so I'm going to fast forward a few more years.
All right, zip.
Fast forward to I'm 13, and my mom had kind of started believing that weird things were going on in the house, because at night you could hear cabinet doors.
Took her long enough, didn't it?
Yeah. I think she just didn't want to think that something could be going on.
She's in denial.
Yes. Well, I started seeing, after my sister moved out, because she's 8 years older than me, I inherited that bedroom.
Okay.
So one of the first nights I'm sleeping in that bedroom, I open my eyes and look to the side of my bed, and I can see something like what I had seen years earlier, but I could make out this time that it was distinctly male. And it really scared me. I told a friend about it, and she said, you know, I have a friend, you've never met him before, but he's been having weird things like this happen to him too. Guy comes over to my house, and he said, I've been seeing this thing, and I've drawn some pictures of it. He opens up the folder he brought with him, and it was drawings of the exact same man that I had seen that night standing next to my bed.
Oh, that's strange. What did he look like?
I really don't want to go into too much detail about it, because...
Tell me why. And I will respect,
like,
but tell me why.
It seems like when I start going into a lot of details about it.
Oh, you get some
it
upset.
It's almost like it gives it power.
It goes crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it starts showing up more frequently.
You don't want that to happen to you. Any idea who it is or what it is?
It's tried to communicate with me what it wants me to think it is, and I know it's lying to me.
Has it been friendly, though, to you? I mean, has
no.
anything happened?
It's not friendly at all. Friends started telling me I was naive and just making this up in my head. And I got kind of arrogant about it, and I said, well, if you don't believe me, I can make something happen. Two of my girlfriends were sitting on either side of my bed. I put a stack of papers on the table, and I said, okay, watch this. And I started talking like he was right there in the room with me.
And you figured he was.
Papers started flying off the table across the room.
Girlfriends go crazy on
that
one?
They were very freaked out by it. One night, I found out that this thing has a penchant for grape Kool-Aid, oddly enough. We were sitting in the bedroom drinking grape Kool-Aid. I set my cup, which was halfway full, on the table. And we sat there and watched the cup empty itself. And it only happened with grape Kool-Aid.
All right, but still, I haven't heard anything bad.
The bad things that this thing does, it still follows me around. Wherever I move, it will follow me.
That's not bad.
He likes to, when he comes around, there's an extremely heavy presence that enters the room.
Yeah.
And he'll walk up behind you and touch you.
Does he hurt?
And you start getting a feeling of just nausea or intense fear. You start feeling weak, like you're going to faint.
So even though a lot of things haven't happened to you, you still sense that this thing is evil.
Yes, it has a very malevolent presence.
Have you tried to get rid of it?
Yes. At one point, I had told it, look, go away, leave me alone. I don't know how you even found me. I don't want you around me.
I mean, with professionals. I don't think you can do it on your own.
I don't think it worked since I did it on my own, because he did go away for about 2 years. And then he started to come back. When I moved out of the house and got my own apartment, every now and then I would kind of, I'd get the presence feeling in the apartment, and I would just go outside on the little patio to just get away from it.
All right, I'll tell you what I think you need to do, and I hope you have a computer. Just go to my website. On the left-hand side, it says Show Info. Click on Guests after that opens up, and look for Mary Ann. That's it. She has no last name. She's a Ghostbuster. Email her. She'll get back to you. She'll give you some pointers. She might even come out and try to get rid of this spirit. Somebody needs to do something. You need to get rid of it because it's starting to eat you up. Thanks for the call.